Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February the 24th, 2021. And I can't believe that it's the last show of February. And when I come back on Monday, it'll be March. And I'm glad about it. And that weather, those temperatures need to continue to march on, forward. I don't want to see it go backward. I almost don't care if I don't see a snowflake in my life other than around between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But then again, what am I wishing? I live in Michigan, so good luck with that. I wish. Oh, man. I want to welcome all of you to this broadcast, wherever you are, however you have found out about us. Maybe you've just been looking around. But if you found us, I know something. It's not an accident. You were led here by God. And so I want you to get everything you can from this. So by that, I mean, when we get into the word in a bit, I want you to just be ready to receive everything that God has for you. Everything that God has for you. And amen. And amen to that. All right. And so I've been told as of a week ago that we had listeners listening to this program from all six continents in which there is permanent life on. So people in North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia, Oceania, Australasia, whatever you call that planet. There's all these different names for it, I mean, for that continent, whatever you call that planet. That continent, Australia is not a planet. It's a continent. It's the land down under the equator. Could feel like another planet at times, maybe, because maybe it has something to do with the fact that while we shiver in winter, they're in summer. And vice versa. I want to thank you, all of you who are listening, wherever you are listening from, whatever city, whatever state, whatever country. I'm just so glad to have you with us tonight. Truly grateful. And for those of you who have stuck around the last 3.5 years, thank you so much. It really means a lot to me that you would put up with me for this long. Amen. Amen. So, I wanted to remind you of a few things. Number one is that about the Holy Spirit Conference next week at Living Order International Church, 2010 North Stark Road, mile north of US 10, here in Midland, Michigan. And services are Tuesday night at 7, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night also at 7, 6:15 for prayer, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings at 10:30 service. And the Holy Spirit Conference is a conference in which it's just all about the Holy Spirit. The purpose of the conference is to just allow the Lord to do whatever He wants in the conference. Because it's called the Holy Spirit Conference, meaning that's the focus. It's not leadership, it's not ministry of helps, it's not youth, it's not ladies, it's not a different focus. No. The focus is on the Holy Spirit at the Holy Spirit Conference. Of course, it is designed that way on purpose. And I want you to believe God with me that God heals me this next week. And that God just continues to anoint me in the conference, that a great anointing would come upon me through this next week. I really want you to believe with me, listeners, for that. Also, I want you to believe God that this is a conference more powerful than any other Holy Spirit conference has been before. That's really what I hope for. And I know it's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. But I'm telling you this partly to let you know that I will not be doing a show on Tuesday night or on Wednesday night of this next week. When I come back on the following Monday, I will be talking to you about how the conference was and about the great things that Jesus will have done at the conference. Amen. And I know that God is going to move mightily on our behalf. I know He is. I don't have to think about it. I just know it. I know it. Yes, I do. All right. Another thing I want to remind you is to go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, story of a God whose mother could not see, but she strongly believed in Him, referring to my mother. Believing in God, believing for my healing. And talking about all the great things that God has done in my life over the years. As it's been so many different powerful things that God has done in my life. And let me tell you something. Listeners, we all have a testimony, but you want to know something? Everyone's testimony is going to be different. That's right. Everybody's testimony is a bit different than and from the next person's testimony. That's the way, just how it is. Not everybody's testimony is going to exactly be the same as the other person's testimony. Some people, their story may be that they were a drug addict and they were into all this other stuff and, you know, luckily that wasn't me. But as I said, everyone's testimony is different. But, of course, everyone should have a testimony about how God lifted them up from their darkest hour. Because trust me, you will have a darkest hour. You will have an easiest hour. Of course. And let me remind you of something, listeners. We are real people. We have real problems, but we serve a real God who is well able and willing to deliver us. Amen. And I want you to check out the book. We'll believe in God to sell as many of these books as possible. And I want you to have the book. Go online to the website. You can also go buy it from Amazon. Of course, I'd rather you get it from the actual website. That way we can have record that that we sold the books. And so, amen. Also, I wanted to remind you that this episode has been brought to you by your local Dairy Queen. You can go to your local Dairy Queen to pick up a sweet treat of your choice. Maybe your go-to sweet treat there is that peanut butter bar. Maybe it's those Misty's things. I was told the Misty was their version of a slushie. Maybe your big thing, like mine, is the Blizzard. Maybe you're silly and you just like the ice cream sandwiches, which, by the way, you can go get an ice cream sandwich from a vending machine or a thing of them from the grocery store. I know, I was just giving you folks a hard time. I mean, if what you like from there is the ice cream sandwich, more power to you. I was just kind of being funny about it. Maybe your thing's the cone. Maybe your big thing is the shake or malt. Maybe you like floats. You can go find yourself a nice, sweet treat from your local Dairy Queen. Of course, a lot of your Dairy Queens have food, too. Sometimes I like some of that. It can be some good stuff. But I'm more about the sweet treats that they have to offer. I truly am. Oh, yes. They have some good stuff there. I don't have to guess about it. I know so. And you can get great deals if you download the Dairy Queen app. Another thing I wanted to remind you of is the plan for tonight. I'm going to exhort you about something. And then we are going to sing a few songs. Then we're going to go into the Word of the Lord, the Book of Psalms, and we'll discuss what we read. And then we'll have a brief sports update. Where we'll be talking about Michigan basketball and their great success in the 2020/2021 season, which is still in the regular season for a few more games. All right. I have just been thinking about all these different verses that I've showed you in the Book of Psalms, where it talks about the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is the rock of my salvation. The Lord is the rock. The Lord is my the rock. The Lord is my rock. The Lord, you know. And a rock is solid. Particularly like that kind of rock that we speak of. And we talk about the Lord set my feet upon a rock. And God wants us to be solid Christians, solid. He wants us to be solid. He doesn't want us to be wishy-washy, up one day, down the next, being in this place of where everything is just all mixed together and scrambled eggs. No. God wants us to be stable, solid, sound. Not double-minded. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Not one or two ways. All of his ways. And so, as I have been showing you these verses and showing you these psalms, I don't want you to take this for granted. The Book of Psalms is powerful. The Book of Psalms is very sacred. The word of the Lord is very sacred. And Proverbs is awesome as well. But it's one, those two are like some of like the key books of the whole Bible. And yes, we have the New Covenant and the New Testament, but it's also good to look at the Old so that we can give birth to the New Covenant. because things that were in effect in the old covenant, like how we have to kill an animal and stuff, we don't have to do that anymore. Because Jesus was born and died on the cross for us. He shed his blood for our sin. And we're going to be celebrating that in a few weeks. Like 5 weeks or so. 5.5 weeks. Yeah, like 5.5 weeks. And I'm glad about that. I really am. And so as I go through these Psalms with you, I want you to pay attention to the words of the Lord. Because even though other people wrote it, God used them to write it. Just like it is with the other books, the other books of the Bible. Example, Luke. God used Luke to write that book. The writer of Luke would also go on to write the book of Acts, which is basically like a continuation of the book of Luke. As an after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so I just want you to be mindful of it and not just take this for granted. I really don't want you to take this for granted. I want you to see it for what it is. And Psalms covers a lot of different things. Talks about who God is. And of course, one of the other things it deals with is and praise and thankfulness, being thankful to God. When God does something for you, you should thank him. Just like how you would thank someone who does something good for you naturally. And but being thankful to God is far beyond being thankful to a human. It's far beyond that. And so I want to thank you for allowing me to just talk to you about this, and that I want us to be taking this word for granted. Take it and apply yourself to it. Amen. Another announcement I want to make is you can go online to PayPal, and when you go to PayPal, you'll want to type in the name Rivers Shukla. Again, that name is Rivers, first name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. R-Y. V as in violin, E-R-S, space Shukla, H Rivers Shukla. Once again, that is Rivers Shukla. And as I've said before, sow seed as you feel in your heart that you're supposed to sow me seed. And God wants to bless you. And he blesses according to, you reap according to what you sow. Sow a little, reap a little. Sow a lot, reap a lot. And of course, realize that God looks, the Lord looks upon the heart. It's about the heart, not strictly the amount of dollars. Amen. Now we're going to sing a few songs. And then, like I said, we're going to pray. And we're going to open the Word of God. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your faith abounds to me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, a wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, a wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. We have decided to go all the way with our God. Revival in the land, that's our goal. And so today his army will fight with heart and soul. Oh, Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, the wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, the wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. We have decided to go home all the way with our God. Revival in the land's our goal. And so today his army will fight with heart and soul. Oh, blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire, a stream flowing strong, blowing from heaven. Blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire, a stream flowing strong, a stream flowing strong, blowing from heaven. Blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire, a stream flowing strong, blowing from heaven. A mighty rain and a mighty wind, a mighty wave, a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. So cheer yourself in righteousness, break up the fallow ground. It's time to see the Lord till he comes and reigns his righteousness upon you. A mighty rain and a mighty wind, a mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Oh, a mighty rain and a mighty wind, a mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Lord, we've heard of your mighty work. We stand in awe of you alone. Revive the enemies. Now is the time to make them known. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Oh, Lord, we so tear yourselves in righteousness. Break up the foul ground. It's time to seek the Lord till he comes and reigns his righteousness upon you. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Mm-hmm. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave, a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Lord, we've heard. Lord, we've heard of your mighty work. We stand in awe of you alone. Revive the enemy. Now is the time to make them known. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. A mighty wave, a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done in us, what you're doing through us, for your hand upon us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that though the storms of life come, we lift our hands in praise, and we believe, and we remind ourselves of what you've done and the life that we have because of your Son, which is Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us, that your hand is upon every one of these listeners. Thank you, Lord God, that every need represented by these listeners tonight, every need that is represented tonight is met by you, Jesus. All financial needs, all needs of healing, all needs of deliverance, whatever is needed is done. Whatever that thing is that you are believing God for, just say out loud, it is done. It is done. Amen. I receive that. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this time and the word tonight. That as we study your word, that you would reveal things to us, great things about you. And that you would show us things, that you would just move. And I invite you, Holy Spirit, please feel free, Lord God, to come in and move and just interrupt this word if you so choose, Holy Spirit. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your hand upon us tonight. Great time in your great word. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight, Lord. I claim that sponsors and partners come into this program. I claim that finances come into this program. I claim that increases in listenership come to this program. And most important of all, Lord God, I thank you, God, for huge amounts of souls coming into the kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a history book to me, more than a religious book to me, and more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I'm a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm 107. Amen. Psalm 107. And I want to encourage you, please, to whatever I do here in my house, you do wherever you are. If I sing, you sing. If I pray, you pray. As I study, you follow along. As I exhort, you pay attention. Amen. And we're just continuing on in this great, these great Psalms. Once I, like I said, 107, verse 1. Actually, 106. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Oh, we read 106, let's go to 107. 107. Because that is 105 and 106, so 107. 107. This is the final book, not the final chapter, the final book of Psalms. And I'm in 107. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. this he redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those he gathered from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives eased away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress, and he led them to a straight way, by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love. And for his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the words of God, and they had despised the counsel of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. And he breaks down gates of bronze, and he cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways, and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food, and they drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, as for his wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice and give offerings and tell of his words, his works, with songs of joy. Others sit out in the sea in ships. Sit out in the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. And he spoke, and he stirred up a tempest, lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away, and they reeled and staggered like drunk men, and they were at their wit's end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. And he stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm. And he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert. Flowing springs into thirsty ground. And fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. There, he brought the hungry to life, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and they planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and he did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But he lifted the needy out of their affliction, and he increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all of the wicked shout. And then all the wicked shut their mouths. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. Let's go to 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all of my soul. Awaken, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from a sanctuary in triumph. I'll pursue out to Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. Under Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God? For who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies. Give us aid against the enemy. For the help of man is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. 109. O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent, for wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues, with words of hatred. They surround me. They attack me without cause. I return for my friendship, and they accuse me. But I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good, and hatred for my friendship. Appoint an evil man to oppose them. Let an accused stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty, and may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars, and may they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all that he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his father's children. May his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out. May his names be blotted out from the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers, of his days, be remembered before the Lord. And may the sin of his mother never be blotted out. May their sins always remain before the Lord, so that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but he hounded to death the poor and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come on him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped about him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accuser, to those who speak evil of me. But you, O sovereign Lord, you deal well with me for your name's sake, for their goodness and your love. Deliver me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away, but in evening shadow, I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn by my accusers, and they object with scorn to my accusers, when they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord, my God. Save me in accordance with your love. Let them know that it is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done it. They may curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be put to shame, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng, I will praise him. For he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. 110 will be the last one, and then we will talk. The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, and he will rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy majesty from the womb of the dawn, and they will receive the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand, and he will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook beside the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. 111 will actually be the last one. I want to read this one last one, then we're going to discuss. 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pronounced to all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds. For his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All of his precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast, for in you, done in faithfulness, and uprightness, he provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts, good understanding. Eternal praise. To him belongs eternal praise. All right. So, there's a couple different things I want you to get out of this. One of them is found in Psalm 107. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. I am so glad that I've been redeemed by the Lord. Redeemed. And when we talk about redemption, it's not like when you, in the olden days, you would get these things from these grocery stores, and you could redeem them, like, for stamps, you know, to get coupons or to get free things, like, you know, free different things. Or at these restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King, they would do sweepstakes where you could win. One of the prizes could be free food, and you could go to your McDonald's and redeem the prize, showing them the ticket, a little stamp. Yes, listeners, I know I had them from McDonald's in the past. Yes, I know. But this is talking about we have been redeemed by the Lord. The Lord redeemed us. The Lord has set us free. The Lord bought us. Jesus bought and paid for us. And we've been redeemed by the Lord that loves us so much. He had to love us in order to redeem us. And so I'm so glad that I've been redeemed by the Lord. Now, this is from Psalms. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he shed his blood for us, he redeemed us. We've been redeemed by him. I'm so grateful that we've been redeemed by him, purchased. By him. And he is, of course, the great redeemer. And I really am grateful for that. I'm not just saying that, trying to give a spiel to make it sound good. No. I truly am grateful to God that he would love and redeem someone like me. And, of course, we should all be grateful for that. Another thing I want you to get. Yeah, that's one of the things I want you to get. Also, it talks about in there, it talks near the end of 111, talks about how God who redeemed us, how he gives those he loves, he gives them great wisdom and great understanding of him. And that means good understanding, like true understanding, not misunderstanding, like where you're like sitting there like little Mr. Misunderstood, and you don't understand it. I'm just so glad that we've been redeemed by the Lord. As that's something to be so thankful for, that God loved us so much that he would redeem us from the hand of the enemy. Because the hand of the enemy could have taken us. But we've been redeemed. I'm so grateful that I've been redeemed. And saved from him. And speaking of saved, the Bible talks about working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. That doesn't mean fear like where you're so afraid of what's all coming. No. It means you fear the Lord. You love the Lord. And you can't just work your way to heaven. Because it's not just based on the amount of good works you do. By any means. And if you love the Lord, you'll do work, good works for him. And you will do whatever he asks you to do. And obviously, salvation is a great and powerful thing. If he redeems you, that basically means he saved you. And you have to make sure that you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's very important that you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. Folks, we're on the last days. The last of the last days. Not a time to sit around and play games and dilly-dally. One foot in the world, one foot in the church. No. God wants you to serve him wholeheartedly. But God wants your soul. You have to confess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you do not confess him as your Lord and Savior, in order to make heaven, Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. That's the requirement. It's not an option. And think of it just like, and Jesus talks about in the Bible that it's like the wedding banquet. The person goes to the wedding. And someone comes at the door, tries to come in. Like, oh, come on, let me in. I've done great things for you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Or the person who shows up without wedding clothes. Hey, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? And they're speechless. And then he gets taken out, thrown outside into the darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And trust me, you don't want to be there. You don't want to go to hell. Because when you go to hell, you will be there forever and ever and ever and ever. And ever. It won't end. It will not end. But if you choose to invite Jesus, ask Jesus into your heart, for him to be your Lord and Savior, and you live righteous for Jesus, then you will be in with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. Hell lasts just as long as heaven does. Just as long. Doesn't last any shorter. Doesn't last any longer. The choice is yours. Give your life to Christ or live for yourself. I won't choose for you. I want to see you make heaven. I pray that you would find him, find Jesus today. Because I want to see you make heaven. I'm not just saying that. I want to see you make heaven. And I care about your soul. And it's between you and God. And it doesn't take that long to give your life to Jesus Christ. It doesn't cost you any money. And it's painless. Amen. And I want to see you make it. I really do. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great time in your word tonight. Just thank you for all of these great verses that we read. And I'm so thankful, Lord God, that you have redeemed us. You have redeemed us, Jesus. And we're just so grateful to you that you would redeem us from the hand of the enemy. And as we've been redeemed by you, Lord, we say so. Hallelujah! And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I pray that as we go, that we would all be at peace in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces, whatever we continue as we go through the rest of this week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, in terms of sports, you have Michigan basketball, ranked number 3 in the men's top 25. Michigan is ranked number 3. They still have to play Iowa. They still have to play Michigan State, not once, but twice. Michigan State is not doing very well this season, which in my mind, that is quite a shock. Some years, we have both Michigan and Michigan State just doing good. This year, Michigan is number 3. Only has one loss. Well, State continues to struggle. You may say, well, Miracle Man, do you think Michigan will be could be a good basketball powerhouse going forward. I think it's a possibility. It's a possibility. Do I know for sure? No. We'll just have to wait and see. Do I think state will come back to be how they used to be? Yes, I do. Do I think we could be the next state of Kentucky with basketball? I think it's possible. I do. There have been times where both Louisville and Kentucky were both ranked rather high. I think there could be times going forward where we will have that here in the state of Michigan. We'll have both teams in the top 25. And so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And we did a good job on Sunday taking down that team to the south. Do I think Michigan will have to play them again in the Big Ten tournament? I would say likely. Yes. Likely, yes. Michigan were to lose to that team to the south, I think they would still have a decent seed in the tournament. In the March Madness tournament. But we'll have to see what Michigan does in their last few regular season games and what that team to the south does. I think it could go down to the wire. I'm glad to see Michigan basketball doing well. Unlike football, unlike the football team who had to struggle so badly just to get a win. Do I think Michigan can come back and be a football school as well? Yes, it'll take time. Josh, do you think Michigan will be a good football team again? But what about those recruits they just got? Well, one of them decommitted it and went to another school, didn't they? I think for now it's more about the basketball at this point. I mean, like, even looking ahead to 21, to 22. As far as football is concerned, we'll have to wait till like 22 or 23, you're thinking? I'm just asking my cousin here, who is also a good Michigan fan, as I do want to see the Wolverines succeed. I really do. I really do. So, as far as sports, that's what I have for sports tonight. And I'll soon be able to start talking about baseball. Now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our immediate dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.